Hey again, everybody. This is Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. Today's students spend less time exercising in gym class than I did when I was a boy. But even less time is devoted to learning how to exercise the five freedoms enshrined in the First Amendment to the Constitution. In just 45 words, our nation's founders gave us freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to assemble peaceably, and the right to petition our government. Precious little time is spent in school examining those 45 words, much less exploring how to put them to use. Not surprisingly, then, these five freedoms have never been more threatened than they are today. Press freedom is under assault as the president branded the news media an enemy of the American people. Free speech has become anything but free as the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that money is speech and corporations are citizens with speech rights, thereby blessing unlimited corporate election spending. Politicians and police forces in states all across the country have sought to criminalize freedom of assembly and peaceful protest. Both of the First Amendment's religious freedom clauses are being ignored as non-Christians are subjected to increasing discrimination and even targeted for deportation. The first of the two religious freedom clauses, namely the Establishment Clause, is disregarded as more and more American taxpayers are being forced to fund religious schools. In so many ways, we have more going for us today than past generations did. We have more money than they had. We're more highly educated than they were. We have far more material possessions, not to mention more and better ways to communicate with each other. One thing we lack is their boundless faith in America's potential. We won't rediscover that faith with ongoing and escalating attacks on the separation of church and state that threaten religious freedom. State-endorsed religion is a small step from state-sponsored religion, which is another small step away from state-imposed religion. Faith in America's future also won't be restored by passively accepting the equating of money and speech that is transforming a central First Amendment right into a commodity that must be purchased at great expense. When calls to limit the capacity of the rich and powerful to buy politicians and own our government are savaged as assaults on free speech, we are essentially being told we can try to deal with corruption in government or we can have free speech, but not both. That's a false choice, and it must be seen as such. We can have freedom and democracy. We can guarantee all people the right to speak freely without, at the same time, granting them a license to buy off our elected representatives and corrupt our government. Seeing through patently false choices and genuinely fake news is critical. So is recommitting to teaching democracy. And we the people are going to have to prove that the land of the free is still the home of the brave. We're going to have to demonstrate courage in defending dissent and condemning attacks on peaceful protest. We're going to have to stand up for a free press and make it clear we do not see journalists as our enemies, but rather as indispensable defenders of democracy. If we don't, those 45 words describing five precious freedoms won't be worth the parchment they were written on. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.